Cox School of Business at SMU has not had very many deans. In fact, number 10 is just taking office. Todd Milburn, Dr. Todd Milburn, comes to us from Washington University in St. Louis and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you're coming in at an interesting time. I mean, this is a very dynamic community and pretty dynamic school. Tell me about what do you know about Cox School and about North Texas?
Yeah, no, I think a unique moment in time and coming into a dynamic situation might be the understatement of the century. So I've actually had some familiarity with Dallas. I'm a Midwest guy, originally born in Chicago. I spent the last 25 years at WashU in St. Louis. My oldest son actually works for SMU. He's now completing almost his fourth year, works for the endowment office. So he's an investment manager for that. So I was actually getting some reasonable sort of insights into all the things happening at SMU. My family, I've got two other children as well. We're all big sports fans, and that's been a way that keeps us connected. So I was following sort of SMU on the athletic journey, their joining of the ACC conference. And obviously, I came in to visit my son pretty regularly, as he also has a son. So you've got to come visit your grandson. So I had certainly familiarity at a personal level with Dallas. As a person in finance and working in a business school, paying attention to the economic juggernaut that is Dallas and the North Texas region, I've certainly had a lot of familiarity with that.
See, my naivete, I figured, well, here's a guy from St. Louis. He's not gonna be complaining about Dallas in the summertime, and so it'd be an easy sell to get you to come in.
That's true. My heat tolerance is high. I think as I get older, I don't like to be cold, so the heat has been okay. Summer in St. Louis, I think the old story was the British Foreign Legion, that was the highest latitude that they received tropical pay in the summer. Not sure if that's true, but never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Probably so. So I'm curious what you do about a business school nowadays. I mean, how do you teach? You know, if it's a liberal arts school, ideally you're supposed to give prepared for everything. And so anything they throw at you, you can handle. But business schools, I don't know. The agenda's changing so quickly. The landscape, learning to manipulate an Excel spreadsheet would have made you a very good living. But I've got a feeling that artificial intelligence is going to be handling that in the future. So what do you teach?
Yeah, so I love that question, and I love the pairing and sort of contrast to liberal arts education. So my undergrad was a liberal arts education. I was a math and economics major. Also took a handful of business classes, but there was no business school. After a career in academics as both a finance professor and then working in the dean's office at WashU, and then obviously coming in now as the 10th dean here, I actually think an undergraduate business school education, in particular the way we do it, is the epitome of a true liberal arts education. A student to graduate needs about 120 credit hours to graduate. Roughly 60 of those credit hours are actually in Cox, spread across the 4 years. The other 60 are taken across campus in either engineering or the humanities and sciences. So a freshman that comes into the business school here at SMU Cox directly, by the time they graduate, they'll have spent roughly half of their classroom time with us and half of their time studying political science, taking math, taking writing, and getting all of those other aspects. So I think even though we're a professional school, and obviously we are trying to prepare these young adults for fruitful and viable careers. And I'll touch on the AI piece, because that is certainly the trillion-dollar question, if you will. They are really leaving as well-rounded, critical thinkers, but the benefit of being in the business school for at least half of their time, and so always having a foot here each and every year, gives them a tangible set of skills that's going to enable them to find a fruitful career on the other side of things.
That's interesting, because my sense was the old model was go in, spend 4 years, get your undergraduate, go off and work for a couple of years, then come back, and then you're all prepared to go to business school. And now it seems like more and more what I see is, yeah, they go off and work, but then they come back and go to night school and take, you know, get an MBA over a longer period of time. This is what you're talking about is really a hybrid.
Yeah, it's really a hybrid. And I think over the last, you know, really decade and a half, there's been a bit of a shift in the type of graduate student that we see coming back to either do a master's in a specialized program in the business school or to do what's typically the flagship program, an MBA program. What we're seeing now is, I think we've just accelerated the learning curve and where we are on the talent map, is that many companies are quite happy to take on a younger undergraduate student and train them in what they need specifically, because they're coming in with such a, you know, grounded and, you know, I would say well-rounded set of skills as they get there. Is not all students are really, even if they go into business, most of them will not go back and do an MBA in this world. Where you see a lot of students doing an MBA is when they really want to, they've done their undergraduate degree. It may have been in business, it might have been in something completely different, but they've had a job in the real world, I would say, that's given them some experiences. A lot of our students that will come and look for an MBA are looking often for either a big accelerant within that same industry they were working, and as often, if not even more often, are looking to really pivot into something else. And so taking that pause, coming in and doing a deep dive in graduate business education at that point, bringing in the experience they had in whatever set of jobs or single job they had, enables them to have access to a part of the market that maybe they weren't on a path to do.
You know, you're really just unpacking still, so it's probably not fair to ask you about the demographics of this question, but I'm curious, because this really is a very, as you talked about, is a very dynamic and eclectic business community, and there are lots of job opportunities, especially in finance. That seems to be growing like crazy. So I'm curious about the students. Do you appeal to students from around the country who come here because of Cox, but because they come here because then they'd like to turn around and work in North Texas? Or are you just like Kellogg or Duke or something like that, and just a big national name?
Yeah, I think at this point, I'd say it's a collection of all. So I just heard the stat today. We have, I think, close to 60% of our, and maybe a little bit greater than 60% of our incoming freshman class are coming from outside of Texas. So not just Dallas, but outside of Texas. And I think that's been an increase.
Now these are full-time students.
Full-time undergraduate students coming in. So they're
right.
Coming in as new freshmen, starting their college experience, and they're coming in. So the sample I'm aware of, more specifically, are the ones that are directly admitted into Cox to begin this four-year journey with half their courses with us and half there. More than half, and I think it's actually more than 60%, are coming from outside of Texas. And so I believe, you know, the national recognition of SMU, they've been on this ascent for years, you know, on the heels of President Turner after 30 years, has built a spectacular university. You know, you're standing on the shoulders of giants, if you will. We have an incredibly beautiful campus. It's among the most beautiful campuses I have been on. But our name recognition nationally has grown significantly. And I think that's through the academic efforts that were under President Turner and broadly at the university. Sports help. So that entrance into the ACC as an athletic conference,
right,
to me as a sports fan, it's great. We're going to play some great competition. It helps us for recruiting. But for me, the ACC participation is much more valuable as an academic accelerant. It puts us in the conversation when we're playing a Duke, when we're playing a Stanford, when we're playing a Virginia. And that plays really strongly for the seat in which I'm in right now at the Cox School, is as we are trying to amplify and really get better brand awareness, if you will, of all the amazing things that are currently happening, let alone where we're gonna go going forward, it's really just sort of shouting from the mountaintop, and that awareness has gone up. And I think that's what's leading to more folks that are coming to SMU. Now, it's hard to separate, are they looking at Texas? Are they looking at Dallas in particular? And then the SMU is the best place to be, or if it's the other way around. It's hard to tease that out in the data. My guess is it's a combination of both.
But you allude to one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, what do you see as your role? I mean, you're not gonna be just a caretaker of what is a fairly successful institution already.
Yeah.
Do you want to raise the profile nationally of Cox? You're a recruiter, you have a long history of recruiting faculty and, you know, students that follow.
Sure.
And Washington, what do you see as your role?
Yeah, my role is absolutely not caretaker. I mean, there are some incredibly positive things that have been happening under the two previous deans that I know personally, Dean Myers and before him, Dean Niemeyer. I've known both of them for years. I knew Dean Niemeyer long before I'd even had visited the campus here at SMU to give research talks historically. There's a lot of really positive momentum that's happening. I believe my role is, and I think what the trustees, what the president and the provost have asked me to do is, hey, you're doing some great things, but we want to level up. We truly want to move to the next level. And I think that has multiple dimensions. Part of it will manifest in a rise in national prominence. If you're doing the right things, you're bringing in better and better students, you're training them better than your competitor or peer schools, you're placing them well such that they're having incredibly productive professional lives and personal lives after they leave here, those things are going to build momentum. And the ascent is very real. You couple that with being in this economic juggernaut, as I alluded to earlier with the city of Dallas, that is going to be a massive enabler to be able to do some things that allow us to really leverage up what are already great programs, great faculty, great staff. But because you have this business environment that's so ingrained in the DNA of SMU, it allows us to do things that were, in all honesty, were a lot harder to do and at a much smaller scale at WashU and St. Right. Louis.
And retaining and attracting a good faculty.
Yeah, that's, you know, as you mentioned, I've had a history of being a builder. And so when I spent that decade in the dean's office at the Olin Business School at WashU, we grew our faculty significantly. We went from around 80 full-time to almost 160 over the 10 years that I was there. And with that, you know, I kind of would view myself as a bit of the closer of convincing top faculty to come in. St. Louis was great to me. I'm originally a Chicago guy, so I'm not a Cardinals fan. I'm a Cubs guy. So if everyone asks, do you miss the Cardinals? And I say, absolutely not. But it was a phenomenal city. But it was, you know, it was an uphill battle at times. And when you had, you know, two body problems, as we would call them, dual careers, you clearly didn't have the same thriving economy that you have here. So I feel like a kid in a candy store at the ability of the type of talent we're going to be able to add to augment the human capital we already have. That gets me pretty juiced up.
Dr. Todd Millward is coming in as the CEO, as the dean, as the chair of the Cox School of Business at SMU. It's good to have you here.
It's so good to be here.
Look forward to chatting in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.